It's your host, Sierra, here. Sorry, it's been a couple weeks. I've had a crazy week. I started a new job, and I didn't want to, like, half-ass an episode for you guys, so I just didn't upload last Monday. For that, I'm very sorry, but I'm back again, and this week I have something really special, in my opinion. And I'm going to go ahead and apologize right now if I sound kind of nasally or gross, because I've been having a lot of problems with my sinuses, and you might hear me sniff my nose if I can't edit it out, so I'm sorry if I can't edit it. But yeah, so we're going to get into Joe Matheny. So Joe Matheny was born Joseph Roy Matheny on March 2nd of 1955. He was one of six children, and he claimed that his mother was neglectful and that they bounced around from, like, home to home in kind of like a way that... This is when he said his mother put them in, like, foster-like situations where they would bounce around from home to home, and his mother would pay these people to take care of the children. His mother disputed this, and she was like, no, that's not true. They never did that. I don't know what he's talking about. This, that, and the other. So then... there's not a lot about his childhood, so then now we're going to get into him when he was 18. When he was 18 in 1973, he joined the army, and his mother claimed that he served in Germany, while he claimed that he did a tour in Vietnam and became addicted to heroin and he claimed that he had been in Vietnam and that he had become addicted to heroin while in Vietnam. Circumstances of his service were reported as unverified in press reports, and the American involvement in Vietnam had ended by the time that he said he was in Vietnam. So, I don't know. We're not sure, but it sounds a hell of a lot like he lied about being in Vietnam. Which you can become addicted to heroin in Germany too, I'm pretty sure. So after he got out of the military in the 1990s, he started spending time in bars and, like, in homeless camps and stuff like that in Baltimore, Maryland. And he ended up becoming homeless. And he would live with these bands of homeless people in South Baltimore, and he would spend all of his money on cocaine, heroin, and liquor. And he started a job as a truck driver, and he worked this job for a while, and he, you know, got married, and I can't find his wife's name anywhere. And they had a son together, and I guess about 6 years after they had his son, he was working overtime one night, and he came home to find that his wife and son were gone, and the trailer they were living in was completely empty. So he was, you know, obviously really upset, and it wasn't because she had left him, because he said that he would have paid her to get out of his life because she wasn't worth anything, according to him. But that she had taken their son with her, and he was really upset about this. So he was spending 6 months trying to find her. And after 6 months, he found out that she had been living on the other side of the city with a man who was making her do sex work in exchange for drug money. And that her and her new boyfriend had been caught doing drugs, and had Joe's son taken away for child abuse and neglect. And Joe was upset because he knew that he couldn't get his son back because he'd had, like, a previous criminal record, and he felt that social services would never give him his son because of his criminal record, which is probably true. But he heard they were living in a homeless camp under Hanover Street Bridge, and he went there looking for them. And when he got there, they weren't there. but there are these two homeless men who would get high with them that were there. And he ended up killing these homeless men and cutting them in pieces with an axe that he found nearby. And the reason he is so violent is because cocaine and heroin made him a violent person. He, you know, was very, I don't know another word besides violent, but yes, he was very violent on these drugs. And so after he had killed these two homeless men, he lured a sex worker down underneath the bridge, and he gave her drugs, trying to get her high so she would talk to him and tell him, you know, where his ex-wife was, and, you know, where he could find her and this, that, and the other. And this sex worker said that she didn't know. She didn't know where she was. And so he got mad and killed her. He beat her and raped her and killed her. And then when he was done, he threw her body in some bushes. And then he lured another sex worker underneath the bridge and did the same exact thing. Only as he was about to throw her body in the bushes, he saw a man that was fishing nearby. And he killed the man that was fishing because he thought that the man had seen something and he didn't want to get caught. So he killed the man. And he left the bodies down there underneath the bridge because he's dumb. And he said that he washed up in the river and he cleaned up the crime scene as much as he could. And then he was arrested about 2 weeks later and charged with the murders of the men that he had chopped up. And he was in the Baltimore City jail waiting for trial for 18 months. And the trial only lasted 1 week, and it was thrown out of court because of lack of evidence. So after this, he went and talked to his old boss at the pallet company to get his job back as a forklift operator. And the boss told him, yeah, you know, that's fine, they'll give you your job back. And there was a little trailer on the property of this company, and he talked to the boss and said, hey, let me live there, and I can keep an eye on the place. And the boss was like, yeah, sure, sounds like a good idea, you know, it's all yours. And he gave him keys to the front gate, and he gave him the keys to the trailer, and he gave him keys to the main building. And he was thinking, like, oh, this place on a dead-end road, it's isolated, like, this is perfect, because I want to keep murdering people. And so he lured two more sex workers to his trailer, and he killed them and cut them up, and he put some of their meat in Tupperware bowls and put them in the freezer. And whatever he didn't put in the bowls, he buried the remains in several shallow graves in the woods behind the company. And over the next couple weeks, he opened up like an open pit barbecue stand. And he had roast beef and pulled pork sandwiches. And he said that he mixed the women's remains in with this meat and was selling it. And he said, quote, the human body taste was very similar to pork. If you mix it together, no one can tell the difference. Ew. So this man was selling. Gross. He was selling women's remains to people as barbecue. Gross. So after he'd been doing this for a while, he was going to run out of human remains to serve to people because he's disgusting. And he tried luring another sex worker to his trailer, and this time it didn't work out. She got away. And She ended up jumping over the fence, and she got away and ran down to the main road and caught somebody that was driving by, and he took her to a local gas station where they called the police. And Joe was like, well, I know the cops are coming because I just tried to kill this girl. And so he gathered up her clothing, grabbed the keys to the gate, and he went out and opened it because I guess he's going to throw her clothes out or something. And as soon as he gets out of the gate, a cop car pulls up. And the cop jumped out and pulled his gun and told Joe to get on the ground. And this is where Joe's reign of terror comes to an end. And they took him down to the station and they booked him. And they told him that they had... So they ended up drilling him and trying to get him to say, you know, what happened. Admit to these murders that you did so we can charge you for them. This, that, and the other. And he says that his only regret was not killing the two people he was really after, which is really messed up. It's really messed up. And so in 2000, the courts overturned his sentence of death, and he apparently had begged the jury to let him die. He wanted the death sentence, and they overturned it. I don't feel comfortable with telling the women's names. If you want to find them, you can. It's really easy. You can just go to murderpedia.org and you can just look up Joe Matheny and it'll show you who they were. But I just don't want to tell you their names. I don't know why. I just don't want to. I feel like it's an injustice to these women to be associated with Joe Matheny when there's probably so much more that they could have been known for than just Joe Matheny and being, you know, turned into barbecue. Joe Matheny has actually passed away. He passed away at age 62 in the Western Correctional Institution in Cumberland, Maryland. After being sentenced to life in prison. He passed away in August of 2017. And so at least we don't have to worry about someone like Joe Matheny being out and about. He was locked up and now he's gone. And I think that he's paying for what he did on the other side. And I won't say my personal beliefs. Everyone has their own beliefs, and I just don't want to say my personal beliefs and have someone come at me and tell me I'm wrong. So, you know, I believe in an afterlife, and that's about as far as I will go. I feel like you have to face the music for everything you've done. So I believe that he is paying for it in the afterlife. So, that's about all I have for you. I'm sorry that it was really short. I will try to get another episode up later in the week. It's because this one was so short. I know you're used to my half-hour episodes, but there just wasn't really a lot of information about Joe Matheny, but I thought this was just so interesting. This man forced other people to eat humans unknowingly. Like, that has to be a crime. In fact, I'm pretty sure that is a crime. Just feeding human remains to somebody without their permission or knowledge. I'm pretty sure that is a crime. So, yes, that's all I have for you. I don't know when I'm going to be off again. So, like I said, I'm going to try to get you something next Monday. I'm going to try my hardest. But Alright, well, I missed you guys, and I love you, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.